every time we listen to Studio 7, I can say this news touched me. When my husband was listening to this news, and he called me and said, come and listen what is on the news. And I listened what this sister was is getting through. She's disabled. She has no money. She has nothing to do. Her father gets only $80 to support the family. And her sister, who is 12 years, is the one who takes care of her. And her sister is being affected at school because she's how her sister is going through at home. So I was very touched by this story.
Mr. Domingo, if you can come in and just tell us what touched you the most about this story. A lot of people listen to the news, and we carry a lot of news on Studio 7, but why this particular one? What prompted you to make that move, to make a donation?
First, it was the way this woman, she's being neglected with the society. And I think maybe because everybody has got their own problems right now. I heard on the conversation that before, community used to take care of us. When I was listening to this story, what touches me most, like what my mother just said, is there's this little girl, she's 12 years old, and she speaks good English. You can tell that this child, she's smart. But by so doing, she's no longer concentrating with her school project anymore because she needs to take care of her sister, and she can't concentrate while she's doing her schoolwork. And also this lady, it's not her fault to be disabled or to get this disease. Anyone can get it. No one is smart to walk away from this pandemic. When I noticed that this woman, she doesn't have nothing. The father that is taking care of this lady is earning $80 a month. $80 a month, you want to pay rent, you want to pay all these things. And it's three of them against that $80. So by so doing, I feel so painful that it is better if we can do something than just to talk about it. Let us act. Then with, the very day when we heard this news, we couldn't say nothing because my wife, she was crying, and me, I was angry with this story that I need to do something. And the following day, I went to work, and then I called my wife. I said, I was thinking. And then before I even finished the word, I said, you're thinking of the woman in Epworth? I said, yes. I said, what can we do? I said, let's just help with just a little. Maybe if we start doing this, other people are going to chip in. We should help, not just show off like other people that we see on social media.
Coming back to you, Mrs. Domingo, your donation, how would you like to see it being used to help Anna?
What we were thinking about the donation, we were thinking that it is okay if someone can buy two blankets for her and food to eat, because right now she's struggling. She has nothing to eat, and her sister also, she struggles to find food for her sister. So maybe if some other people can chip in to help this woman, it will be great. I'll be grateful.
Mr. Domingo, just to round off our discussion, what's the way forward?
First and foremost, I want to thank Mr. Njema for coming in with the real news, whereby now this woman, she's now on the big picture where we are discussing a story. What I'm encouraging other Zimbabweans to do is, please, our people, let us feel for each other. Everybody who's listening right now, take a time to think, not only considering this story. There are so many stories that are so painful in Zimbabwe right now. So let us change the way we think, the way we talk, the way we comment. Somebody can do something good. Even this case, even this story, you shall see another person opening his mouth and start saying, you are talking too much and whatever. Why should we do that as Zimbabweans? We should have positive mind. Take a good story. It end up getting being confused with the people with negative thinking or negative mind. We should focus on what is needed. It's only love. Please, people, if you're listening, this is the time to change.